Brothers and sisters in Christ, good evening. Good evening. I praise the name of the Lord for ABC and its leaders, and I praise the name of the Lord for you. And I thank God for this opportunity not only to know Him personally, but also to share His words. Could you please open your Bible provided in the page 811? We'll read from Matthew 6, verses 13. Now we'll read for you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Would you please join me in prayer? Let us pray. The Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity this evening to open your words of wisdom. And as the psalmist stated, keep steady our steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over us. May your words guide us through the truth with a life that is pleasing you. Bless our time in your words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when was the last time you prayed and asked the Lord to direct your path against evil? When was the last time you pray and ask the Lord to direct your path against evil? I'm not that strong as the other elders to give you the sermon in one sentence. I will give it to you in two sentences. The Lord knows our strength and weaknesses. We need to trust Him in every situation. The Lord knows our strength and weaknesses, we need to trust Him in every situation. In Matthew chapter 6, which is part of the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus Christ provides fundamental teaching to His disciples. From how to give, Matthew 6, 1 to 4, and the way we should pray, Matthew 6, 5 to 13. Last month, our brother Tanner provided us the most recent meditation, and he taught us particularly on two specific points, and I will quote, "Man is guilty of sin, yet we have a forgiving God." Tanner is smiling, so that means I'm correct on this one. "To forgive the wrongdoers of others eagerly." This evening we will focus on Matthew 6, 13, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." We will talk about two specific points. And the first one is, walk by spirit and do not rely on your own understanding. Walk by spirit and do not rely on your own understanding. The second point, put your trust in God for His deliverance. Put your trust in God for His deliverance. Walk by spirit and do not rely on your own understanding. This takes us to the first part of the verse. Brothers and sisters, it is very important for us to pray God so that we do not constantly run into evil. When it is the will of God for us to go through a test or temptation, God will certainly direct our path away from it. You would ask me, what is temptation? Temptation is a solicitation or an appeal to do evil. However, God has promised us to keep us away from anything that we cannot handle. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, Apostle Paul said in the Bible, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." As Christians, when we face morally confusing situations, we should not think that we have no other options than sinful ones. There will always be a morally right solution that does not require disobedience to any of God's moral law. In Matthew 26, verse 41, Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Brothers and sisters in Christ, with our own strength, we cannot do it. But by relying and working by the Spirit, we will be victorious. With our own strength, we cannot do it. But by relying on the Holy Spirit, we will be victorious. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The Holy Spirit is teaching us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us in terms of what to do in a difficult situation. In Galatians chapter 5, 16, Apostle Paul is providing us with some strong words of encouragement in terms of exhortation. "But I say, walk by spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Here we are encouraged to live a life that is pleasing God. We cannot do it on our own. We need to walk by the Spirit. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it reminds us we need to be sober, be watchful. "Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be spiritually vigilant. Peter used this graphic of image of a lion to describe certain destructive threat to our lives. An English Baptist preacher by the name of Charles Spurgeon, from the 1800s, stated, and I quote, "The man who prays, 'Lead us not into temptation,' and goes into it is a liar before God. 'Lead us not into temptation' is a shameful profanity when it comes from the lips of men who resort to places of amusement whose moral tone is bad." End of the quote. If we knew ahead of time, going to a place would lead us into temptation and do evil, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we should not go there. It is very important for us to pray, but also to not only to pray, but also to take proactive action. We cannot say, "Lead us not into temptation," and then after a while, we do the contrary. Brothers and sisters, we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us, not on ourselves, not on our strength. When we are facing the trials, when we are facing the difficult situation, we need to walk by the Spirit, and we should not rely on our own understanding. Now, I will turn to the second point, which is put your trust in God for his deliverance. Put your trust in God for his deliverance. Have you ever used a GPS, global positioning system, to get your way around? Most of you who are driving would say yes. For me particularly, and a number of times, I've used the GPS. I've been depending on the GPS to go places I don't know. But let me tell you something. Brothers and sisters, there should be no comparison between God's words with this system. In every difficult situation we are facing in our lives, we need to turn to God's infallible words to seek his guidance. Jesus Christ laid out a perfect example for us. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, we see how Satan was trying to tempt Jesus Christ three times. First one is asking him to turn stones into bread, throw himself from the temple and worship him. In every situation, Jesus Christ said, "For it is written." We should always remind ourselves our deliverance must come from the Word of God. Deliverance is when God rescues us as his people from danger. God does this through his words. Evil is everything that is contrary to God's will. Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for one another. You need to pray for me, and I need to pray for you so that God can guide, direct us away from evil. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the psalmist stated, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We should always turn to God's word. There is wisdom and guidance in God's word for every difficult situation. We need to put our trust in God. In Galatians 1, verses 3 and 4, Apostle Paul stated, "Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father." In Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1, we learn, "In the beginning, God created everything." However, in Genesis 3, verses 1 to 7, we see how man has rebelled against God through disobedience and became slave to sins. Consequently, we deserve God's wrath and judgment. God made a promise, and he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and raise from the dead to redeem and repair the broken relationship between man and God. We need to respond to this call, to accept and repent from our sins, and believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior to receive forgiveness. If you are here this evening and you want to receive the salvation graciously offered by God to those who repent from their sin and put their faith in Jesus Christ, please come to see me, Pastor Mike, and all the elders will happily pray with you and encourage you as well. Brothers and sisters, in Matthew 6, verse 13, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," I spoke about two points. The first one, walk by spirit and do not rely on your own understanding. The second one, put your trust on God for his deliverance. Praying this prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," means we should not rely on our own understanding. We should not rely on our own strength. We should not go deliberately into temptation. We should not lead others into temptation. In our walk with Christ, we can be certain of our victory. In Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have returned again, strengthen your brothers. Brothers and sisters, that is a great assurance. We can be certain we have the same Savior, Jesus Christ, who is praying for us. We can be certain we have the same Savior, Jesus Christ, who is praying for us. Let us depend on Him, not on ourselves, when we face temptation and life. He will certainly deliver us from evil. May God bless us. May God strengthen our faith. Let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your words. Please help us to live a life that is pleasing you. Please help us grow in character that reflects and honors you in everything we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.